Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, fourth and final hour. I probably shouldn't admit this on the air, but I can be manipulated by the subject line on the call screener, and right now is one of those times. If you put something so bombastic as May better than Brady, four simple words, May better than Brady, well, you're James in Exeter, and you get on the air. What's up, James? Oh, James, don't let me down, James. James, you had such a grand statement. Is this the same clown who said Andy's dead wrong or something? The subject lines are
no, different guy.
Different guy, same problem. They talk a big game to Jackson when he's screening it, and then what happens when they go to get on the air? They freak out?
Frequency modulation shyness. They get like, radio shy, man. It's tough. It's tough to bring the same kind of energy on the take from hold to broadcast.
Dan Ball, I would love to make the argument that those four words may better than Brady.
Yeah.
But
not there yet?
No, I'm not quite there yet.
What about from
that may be stupid.
What about from a talent? I mean, it's been said that Drake May's doing things that have never been seen before at the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard those kind of things.
But those are two different things, right? Like being better than as a like Jamarcus Russell could do things you've never seen. I'm on one knee and I'm going to throw it 85 yards through the uprights and you stink. That, right? Those are two different things, better than and doing things.
Yeah. No, they are. They are. I look, Tom's the best to ever play the position. Drake May is so far, he is proving to me that he can be someday considered to be one of the best because of his skill set. You know, there's a lot that goes into being a great quarterback. It's not just, you know, can you throw from the pocket? Can you make great plays? It's can you manage the game? Can you not make mistakes? Can you not turn the ball over? You know, there's a lot that goes in that made Tom the best to ever do it.
So James called back. So maybe James will be ready this time. James, is May better than Brady?
May is not just better than Brady. He's a lot better than Brady.
Okay, explain yourself.
Let him speak. Go, bud.
All right. Yeah. First of all, I'm gonna bring it down. Not many people talk about this. It's not a crucial thing, but I'm gonna talk about the combine first of all. Let's just talk about how incredibly slow Brady is.
Mm-hmm.
And be honest with me. Brady is one of the slowest QBs to ever go through the combine. Drake May had phenomenal scores in the combine. That's just one argument I can put out.
Okay, do you have a better one?
Yeah. No, let him go. Keep going. You got another one? Yeah, go, James.
Okay. All right, I've got another argument. In the pocket, Drake May is 100% a better QB. In the pocket. And also with those long passes, Drake May's accuracy is on point.
Okay, land the plane real quick before we let you go. What's your conclusion?
My conclusion, Drake May is 120% better than Brady ever was.
Love it, James.
I wouldn't, if I was making my argument to who's better, than, I wouldn't start with combine.
Nope.
Because combine, does it matter what you do in the combine?
Nope.
No, not really. Nope. Not at all, honestly.
Mike Mamula, Boston College, was the ultimate combine hero. Yeah. Like, it happens all the time, and then they peter out. They don't really play.
Yeah. Only matters if you don't want to go to the Bengals.
That is, well, no, that was a private workout where he tripped all over.
That's right. At the?
No, no, it was after the combine, right? Was that your pro day?
It was after the combine at my pro day.
Yeah. Damn it.
Because he had to make up for a bad 40 time at his combine, did that at his pro day, was so giddy and feeling confident that he said, F the Bengals.
Pretty much. I just ran my 40, and I was like, I don't need the Bengals. Please. I got other teams. But who, it doesn't matter how fast you run.
Right.
Oh, to play quarterback.
Right. Right.
You know, is he a better athlete? Oh, yeah. He's a better athlete than Brady. Who cares?
And he's got a better deep ball.
He's got a better deep ball.
Right?
No doubt.
Those are facts.
Those are two things I think we can say with confidence.
The rest of it, we got to wait.
There's a lot of other stuff that comes with playing quarterback.
I need a little more data before I come in with a final analysis.
Before we get to the drive, I didn't think we'd get a second call from Caleb in the car that says May is better than Brady. What's up, Caleb?
Gentlemen, thank you so much for having me. You are by far the best show on this station, and it's not even close.
Thanks.
Teddy, I love you, and I loved cheering for you in those early years.
Thank you.
So I won't say that he's better right now, but I'm going to say that he's hitting all the marks that Tom did and then exceeding ones that Tom didn't. He's got the power of belief at 23 of all those men in that locker room. Tommy did that. Yes, he did. Tommy didn't get thrown to the wolves, get chewed up, spit out, stand up, come back, and be better in every measurable way, which is exactly what Drake did after he was put into that hot mess of a fire with Gerard Mayo and dumpster mess. Not only is he doing those things, he is a front runner for MVP. I love Tom Brady. I will always cherish him. He was not a front-running MVP, potentially most popular NFL player in his second year at 23. This kid's amazing. He's not better than Brady now, but let's not be surprised if he ends up that way. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Thanks for the call, Caleb. That was awesome.
Perfect way to put it.
Awesome.
That last little salvo was exactly the right way to put it. He's not there yet, but don't be surprised if he's there when it's all said and done.
And I agreed with the early parts about, like, doing some things along the way that Brady didn't have to, getting thrown to the wolves, then bouncing back, and sort of everything that's going into his two-year arc here. That was a great call.
Tom had great coaches from the jump, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And got that 1 year to just kind of hang out, figure it out,
and
run
his
the
biggest controversy,
team.
What, was, like, overcoming the – you know, getting put in for Drew and then having to stick around and working his way up from 4 to 2 to 1, Ted, versus like, hey, you got drafted by arguably the worst team in the NFL. And by year two, you're making him one of the best.
Yes. But you know what, though? Now that I'm thinking about it, there is a challenge to have to play behind. Let's face it. Drew was, he was the face of the franchise.
Yeah.
He was a big time player and he had to navigate that. Which with Drew, which wasn't easy. You know, you got a guy that's been the guy that you're playing over, and he comes back and he's healthy, yet you still got to go to those meeting rooms with that guy. So I give Tom credit for navigating that the way he did.
Sure, absolutely. 617-779-7937. Let's squeeze in one more phone call before we get to the drive. Let's go to Kevin in Quincy. He has a question for Ted. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Kevin.
Ted, you had said earlier that you'd take the four good receivers over one great one, I believe, or you had a discussion about that. Who was the best receiver you ever played with? I'm assuming it's Terry Glenn, but you also had Troy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You had David Givens, David Patton. You had a great set of receivers. Who was the best?
Okay,
thanks for the call, Kevin.
So I saw the question, so I wrote down a few names. The first two names I wrote, you've already mentioned two of them.
Yep.
I did write a third name down there. So Terry Glenn, I think, was the most gifted.
Okay.
Just the overall, who's the best, most productive, count on him, like just want to go to war with? Troy Brown. That's my guy. But you know who I loved playing with and I thought was an excellent receiver? Sean Jefferson.
Bethel John. Whoa, Sean J. Love that name.
Sean Jefferson, as far as competitiveness, ability, just great teammate, moxie. Sean J. was one of my absolute favorites. But Troy Brown, Terry, they were different, but Sean's one of the more underrated wide receivers I ever played with.
Ted, did you play with Brisby? Did Brisby cross over with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't like that laugh.
Yeah, I got Brisby. I was a rookie. And, you know, Briz was tough on rookies.
Oh.
Yeah, he was an interesting guy. You know, real quick, Brisby story.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Goes in at a restaurant. It's time to order dessert. They ask him what he wants for dessert. And he says, peach cobbler. And he says, you know what? No, you know, he tells the lady. He goes, peach cobbler. She goes, would you like that a la mode? And he says, no, but can you put some ice cream on that?
Come on. Yes, that is
that's
classic
Brisby story right
Brisby
there.
Brisby story.
Would you like that a la mode? And can you put some ice cream on that?
I can't tell you how many times I've heard that stories from various former players, reporters. That has made the rounds. Yeah. But I didn't know he was kind of a bully.
Not the nicest guy. But
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good teammate. Just, he was always on me because I had an MCL sprain and he had needed his ankles taped. And he was always bumping me to the end of the line, you know, because I was a rookie. So I had to
rank,
wait
pulling
forever.
Rank on
yes,
you. Okay.
Yes. That's the only thing.
All right, Stiz, 5:16:20. Time for the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, we're a little more than 24 hours removed from Pete Alonso joining the Orioles. I think we're kind of in the middle of the 72-hour window promising smiles, and I don't feel like there's been a lot of smiles as of yet in Red Sox Nation. But Lenny DiNardo from Nesson has a message for all of us that may be overreacting or panicking this week after the winter meetings.
But you're right. The Red Sox, they need to go out there and make a move or two, get a big bat, add another arm to the rotation. But, you know, in the meantime, gee whiz, people, take a deep breath. It's not over. The winter meetings are over. The offseason is not over. I feel like we can still go out there and make this team better.
Wow. So Lenny DiNardo, the offseason's not over, right? We need to, Fitzy, this kind of reminded me of Aaron Rodgers, R-E-L-A-X, relax. Ted Johnson, are you relaxed about the Red Sox? You were the one who told me if Sonny Gray is your fourth or fifth best move, we'll be fine this offseason. How are we feeling about that?
Yeah, I'm not feeling good. Look, I didn't want to, you know, listening to you guys on the way in, I was like, I can't get that worked up. I mean, you guys were the vitriol and the venom that was coming out of your mouth. I was like, I don't know if I want to, I kind of want to give them the benefit of the doubt based off of what they did last year. And then part of me is like, no, you kind of had, you captured all of us. You got us all on your hook. And then this is how you want to deal with it. It's, I just thought they could have done a little bit better. quite honestly. So I'm down on them, but I'm also not as down on them as you guys are because there's still time. They made some of their biggest deals at the very end of the offseason, so I'm still willing to give them a benefit of the doubt because of what they were able to accomplish last year.
So two things that I want to throw out to you, and I want you to tell me, Ted, if they make sense. So there's multiple reports, including Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic, that the Red Sox will now try to get, quote, creative in acquiring two bats. And then her very next sentence is, a reunion with Alex Bregman figures to be the main objective at this point. Is that creative?
You're kidding me, right?
No, no, no. That's their main objective right now when they get creative to add two bats. Mm. How does that feel?
You know, it feels as if you just patted me on the head and said, you know what, Ted, you stick to football. Let us do the baseball. And it just feels patronizing. It's just like we're idiots.
Yes,
That's what it feels like.
And I
hadn't heard that.
If Bregman is your creative solution, then you lack creativity. Right, like you're like Hollywood that keeps doing the seven remakes, Fitzy.
Sorry, Fitzy, but real quick, when they say creative, it's like, you know what, we really gotta stretch ourselves and do something totally different and creative to get what everybody wants. So when we do it, just keep that in mind, which is kind of, you know, I don't know, Fitzy, it feels a little self-serving. I don't know how to describe it.
I would love, as I said earlier, Andy, I'm going to say it again, I'll feel this way until all the free agency hot stove action is complete, signed, sealed, delivered, and done. Don't worry about getting creative. Get predictable. Get obvious.
Right.
Just go to the store, say, these are my needs. How much will it cost for me to address my needs? Oh, this much? That's terrific. I happen to have that amount of money because I have one of the most popular ballparks with one of the most generous, fervent fan bases in all of Major League Baseball, if not American sports. Thanks very much.
I like the way you put that, Fitzy. When I hear creative, I think, we don't have enough money, but we're going to have to do... It's like saying you got this really expensive house and you don't have enough money, but if we get creative with our finances, we'll be able to afford it. That's what it sounds like. You're telling me you can't afford these guys?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, that's a great example. Finances getting creative.
Yeah.
Usually the bidders on like pro sports teams that have to get creative get washed away because they don't have enough money.
That's right.
They look for like the Terry Pegula, the owner of the Bills, who just shows up with, I don't know, $10 billion and says, here's the money. I want the team. Easy exchange. If you're getting creative, that's usually a bad sign. But can it still be a success? Because I don't think it can be. The one creative move I'll throw out there, Dan Ball, just real quick, to steal your thing. If they get creative, and creative is Fernando Tatis, like that's a creative monster move that salvages an offseason. And I know you've been dreaming about it.
I have.
Is it realistic in any form?
Not based on the actions of the front office so far. I mean, that falls right under the column of championship caliber move. And other than the Garrett Crochet trade that we saw, which is a guy that did not have an extension. Fernando Tatis is fully extended, one of the richer deals that you see in baseball. I just don't see the front office making that level of championship caliber move. So I'm still dreaming, but I don't think it's any more than a dream.
Ted, can it still be a success this offseason?
Yeah, I just
I don't like that tone.
But they have to get creative to make it one. There's a move out there that I can't see. That obviously, you know, they can see the pieces on the chessboard where, you know, they know who they want to target, who's maybe willing to deal. I don't. So, yeah, I'm going to give them the benefit. They still can maybe make a trade that's going to bring in some talent that I think can compete with the other teams in the East here. But I'm not totally sold on it. So I'm a little bit dubious, but they still have time to kind of make up for what has happened here in the last week.
All right, Dan Ball, in your guesstimation, what exactly would it cost, realistically, to make a move for somebody of marquee value like Tatis?
So I think you're dealing one of Tolley and Early. That's where you start. Okay. I think you're dealing one of Campbell or Meyer, probably Marcelo Meyer. I would guess he has more value right now.
Yeah.
You're dealing from that kind of MLB-ish ready group, Dobbins, Harrison, probably. And then maybe you're tacking on one more prospect. I would think it's a group of four just based on deals in past years. It took you three or four prospects to get Adrian Gonzalez, took it to get Garrett Crochet, Chris Sale. So that's probably what your haul is looking like.
I'm in. Scared money don't make money. I'm in.
It's hard to give away prospects when all you had to do was give away money.
Plus, I can just spin We could criticize those guys, right? Like, we could criticize those guys. Like, Marcelo Meyer. Hey, why don't you stay healthy? Like, if you package him away, your reasoning can be, he's never healthy anyway. Oh, Peyton Toley,
so good.
He only has one pitch. What do we need a guy with one pitch for? What's he ever, like, you can almost rationalize shipping those guys off, I feel like. Yes, Dan Ball?
All those guys, to me, also are, they're maybes. Oh, maybe Marcelo Meyer is going to be a great shortstop that plays one. The Red Sox have so many unknown quantities on their roster, which is why, for a month, they look like a World Series contender, and for another month, they look like a Triple A team. You need more known quantities in your lineup and in your rotation next year.
That's it. That's it. There's so many unknowns with this roster. Yep. Look at Joe Braverman. He's there. He's loving it. It's just, that's a great way to put it. There's so many question marks to the roster they put together last year, and it feels like it's going to be the same thing this year.
Yeah, but also, like, a guy, I think Meyer showed you enough that I think he can handle the big stage personally. You're not giving Toley enough time. I mean, there's raw goods on this guy. I'm just point counterpointing to what everyone else is offering up. I would move Toley for sure. Meyer would be a tough part. And with Tatis come the question marks of, like, how's he going to fit in over here as well? Is he going to like being on the Red Sox? You know, is he a West Coast, East Coast guy? Like, everybody comes with their own questions and little peccadillos.
All right, that's going to do it for the drive today here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we see your Patriots calls lined up. We got some more May and Brady calls. I am very intrigued by this topic. This came out of nowhere, and I love it. We also have to do a quick rundown. WEEI.com did the top 25 moments of the last 25 years for the Patriots. We'll give you that list and maybe some of our alterations. That's up next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball, tell us what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.